And the weekend is upon us again.
Do you want to do the intro? Do you want to try it?
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. And the weekend is upon us again, and I know you are excited, Josh, so we have our next...
Can you tell how excited I am? Can you just see me? I'm effervescing.
If you can see this guy, he's jumping up and down.
I'm out of my skull with excitement for the weekend that is here.
The next social club edition.
There it is. There's the title of the podcast. This is the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Well into August now, but no let up in the calendar and no shortage of things to do. I'm Josh Rollerson. I host Morning Edition. Rachel works for Yelp. Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. What's your title again?
The Yelp Pittsburgh Community Manager.
Community, so you manage the whole
community. I manage the Pittsburgh community.
That's a lot of power.
Annette.
Call back to something we were talking about before we started this.
Pittsburghese Dictionary. Get it, read it, love it, embrace it.
Do you have a copy?
I have an online copy.
Do you sit up nights just studying it?
I may reference it once a week. I'm not going
to
lie.
But
I do
a lot of that into your daily speech.
Well, I do a lot of writing, so I have to.
Have you ever dropped a yinz just in casual conversation without like thinking of it ahead of time and spontaneously yinzed?
No. I have never, but I have ironically done it and think that people thought I was for real doing it.
I think you could pass. I think you could pull it off. I think if I dropped a yinz, it would seem studied.
But I don't know if I want you to say that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to either.
No.
I've developed a somewhat disconcerting habit of calling people dude lately, like including children and women and like, you know, superiors at work, people I should not be calling dude. I don't know
you
what
call
that
dude.
Means. But it comes from something real within me. It's a spontaneous linguistic outpouring, and it's not an affectation. It would be if I said yinz.
But I think that it's lovingly embraced. So if, regardless of if you're ironically or unironically saying it, in Pittsburgh, okay. It's okay.
All right. I'm glad we talked this out, Rachel. Yeah. This seems like an important issue.
It is an important issue.
But let's get to the really, really seriously important stuff, namely, what the heck should I do tonight when I go out?
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to be planning your next weekend and week ahead because we have a lot of different events going on for the week, for the month. So
right.
I'll jump right into it.
Grab a pen.
Yeah, grab a pen and a fork and a knife because we have restaurant week coming up.
Nice.
Which is important because you need to make those reservations ASAP.
So I've learned this, yeah.
Yes, so that's what's important. We have the kickoff party, which is at the Aviary, and that is on Friday night. So if you want to come and kind of check out some menus, preview some offerings from some of the restaurants that are participating in Restaurant Week, and also mix and mingle with some birds at the Aviary again, and hopefully not get pooped on like we discussed in a couple weeks ago.
It can be a problem, especially if there's food around.
Yes, it could be a problem. But we control it in the main space where no birds are flying around.
And do they supply you with a fork and a knife, or do you have to bring your own?
They supply you.
All right.
You're good
to
go.
Full service.
Yeah, full service. So there's a ton of different restaurants that are going to be participating in Restaurant Week. So kind of pick and choose what you want to go with. I just made a reservation last night to try NOLA again for their remodeled space. And they have a good three-course meal that they're planning. So
last time I was in there, it looked an awful lot like an Applebee's or something on the inside. Like the food is good, but it looks just kind of like a tchotchkes restaurant.
I'm excited to see what they've done. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. They added a cigar bar, I guess, a whiskey bar, and then remodeled. So
nice.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. So I'm excited. But there's a ton of different restaurants to choose from. I always say this is a really nice opportunity to try something maybe that's a little bit out of your price range.
Okay.
Because a lot of places that are fine dining or maybe out of your price range have these specials that you can go and try a couple different bites for a lower cost. Or you can just try new places. This is a great opportunity to try new places that you may never have been to before. And what better place to research than on Yelp and see what your pick will be.
What's Yelp, Rachel?
Yelp is an online website and mobile app for you to check out reviews of local businesses.
Oh, well, it's very organic how that came up, so yes. I'm glad that worked out.
It was totally organic. Right. And it's not just restaurants. I always had to remind people and tell people all the time, if you hear me, listen to me, friends with me, everyone knows I found my dentist on Yelp too. So
really?
Yeah, and he's awesome. So you can find everything.
Not just food.
Not just food. So make your reservations. Okay. That's what we learned for this. And then we're into one of your favorite things. We have Bike Fest.
Right on. Yeah.
Which is an awesome thing if you love to bike or maybe you're just getting into it. It is a month-long celebration of all things bikes.
It's our friends at Bike Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. their big fundraiser.
Yeah, and so they do the kickoff party, which is on Friday, and that'll kind of be an introduction into the kickoff for the whole month, which runs through the 24th of August. So you can still get tickets for that. They range in prices from $25 up to a VIP, which is a little bit pricey, but, you know, do what you can, but go and have a fun time at the party or celebrate with them all month long. I was looking at some of the events, and they're really cool. The one that I came across that they're doing is one where you can try out different bikes, like even a unicycle, which I hope they would have padding around.
Yeah, that could be trouble.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a unicycle?
No. You know what? I don't know what a maybe like a three-person bike thing deal at the peninsula up in Erie, but never a unicycle. Is that what you're going to try this week or year?
I would say chances are slim that I'm going to try a unicycle. I'm like, my kid is trying to learn to ride a skateboard now, and I never skateboarded growing up, but now I have this weird compulsion to like try it, and I know it's a bad idea, and I know I'm going to hurt myself. Like I have all these friends who are like middle-aged men who hurt themselves skateboarding, and I know it's going to happen.
Maybe you can.
I can't get myself into any more trouble on wheels.
Well, maybe with Bike Pittsburgh, you can learn about how to like pad yourself up.
Okay, yeah.
So well, maybe this month will be educational.
Safety is important.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, like we've noted in the past that there's this sort of synergistic relationship between bikes and people that like to bike and beer, mm-hmm. bike and beer people, and to some extent, the food culture generally. Is that something they're capitalizing on with the?
That is.
Bike Fest?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the events, and they have they're doing the Millvale Brew Fest on Saturday, August 9th, and people will be biking to that. So yes. There's a whole list of events, and I pre-looked for you. There are beer events on here. So you can check that out on bikepgh.org for all of the event locations and things going on. So you can check that out all month long. And then the next one for the week we have is Style Week, which I know you're also probably equally as excited about.
I mean, obviously,
yeah.
I'm a man for whom style is very important.
Yes.
I know you were admiring my outfit when you came in.
Of course. Yes. And so with the excitement with Style Week, you can continue that by checking out all the events. They have all these events going on all week long with boutique crawls, with brunches, with fashion awards for fashionable people. Maybe you'll be on that council. Who knows?
My biggest style problem, Rachel, is keeping my pant leg out of the bike chain when I ride to work.
Well, maybe you can learn that. I don't know about these hybrid events.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing all these different hybrid events.
That'll be a panel someday.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot going on into the week, so I basically plan your whole weekend and your whole week next week.
She did all the work for you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
So now
no
you don't
excuses.
Have to worry.
You gotta get out, gotta do something fun.
Yeah. Okay. So have a great weekend and enjoy the food, the bikes, the fashion.
Awesome. Rachel, thanks again.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the plan. See, it's not always food and booze and stuff. It's also bikes and other ways to injure yourself and put yourself in, you know, potential trouble. We got you covered on all fronts on the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Hey, thanks for listening again. We'll come at you again next week with another fresh download, bringing you up to speed on what's happening in the Pittsburgh area. In the meantime, you may want to follow Rachel Carlson on Twitter at Yelp Pittsburgh, or you could follow me if you choose at WESA Josh. Josh Mobley wrote our theme music for Select Tracks Music. Thanks to Josh. He's also on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music. Thanks again to Reed Carter for production help in the web department. And thanks to you for listening to the Social Club podcast. Hope to talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend.